This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. As harvest wraps up in the United States, oilseed markets are turning more attention to planting progress in South America. We will hear more from USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekinowski next.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Wyffels Hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous. But they did become Wyffels famous. At Wyffels Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wyffels Hybrids.
USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekinowski says the markets have a new focus.
The market generally is pretty heavily focused right now on planting of the soybean crop in South America.
He says oilseed analysts and traders are paying close attention to Brazil.
You know, in terms of what Brazil's soybean crop might be, these are issues that the markets are watching and that, so we are as well, tracking that progress and monitoring the weather down there as that affects their ability to get the crops in.
For more on this story, visit iowaagnet.com. You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from BEX.
The end of harvest season has been defined by the plentiful amount of rain that has fallen across the state. In this week's featured conversation, Northeast Iowa BEX agronomist Lee Koenigsfeld says that even with that rain, it's still not quite the right time to apply anhydrous yet.
Talked to a number of farmers that are like, yeah, if we don't get any moisture, I'm not putting any anhydrous out there, which was a fantastic decision on their part. One, we didn't have any moisture, so getting things to seal up and keep that anhydrous in the ground was going to be a challenge. And two, even as of yesterday or today, our soil temps are still above that 50 degree mark. Now we are falling. I would say our soil temps are trending downwards, but we are not quite to that 50 degree mark where we want to start dragging a whole bunch of anhydrous out there. And obviously now we've got too much moisture out in the fields to really go gung-ho.
For more agronomic data and advice on harvest season, contact your local seed advisor at BEXHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.